This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
International ships arrive in the Great Lakes with goods like coal and salt. They also bring foreign waterborne organisms that wipe out native species. Recent federal legislation requires ships to treat their ballast tanks, which carry these organisms when they enter the country. But Wisconsin Public Radio's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports there's a regulatory gap when it comes to preventing these invaders from spreading further into the Great Lakes and beyond.
Jake Walsh is a graduate student at the University of Wisconsin who studies the spiny water flea in Madison's Lake Mendota. Walsh pulls a handful of the fingertip-sized fleas deep out of the lake with a long net. They have large eyes and a long, hair-thin tail.
They like to swim towards the bottom, and that's because they'll often swim away from light to avoid predators. So that's what they're trying to do here in the jar.
Spiny water flea arrived in the United States in the 1980s, on ships from Europe and Asia. Scientists think inland ships that transport goods between the Great Lakes, called lakers, spread this invasive species. Then recreational boats brought them to places like Lake Mendota. In their new home, the water fleas outcompete native species that are key to maintaining the lake's water quality, which is threatened by agricultural runoff.
So spiny water flea are predators, and they're zooplankton, so they're pretty small, but they're pretty big for a zooplankton, and they prey on our native species of zooplankton that do a really great job of controlling algae in the lake.
Walsh's team estimates it could cost $140 million to fix the damage caused to Lake Mendota by this one species alone. But a possible solution is in the works to prevent other species from spreading around the Great Lakes. Several hours north at a research lab at UW-Superior, Kelsey Prihoda shows off the Nano Air Bubble Aeration System. It's a small metal machine that uses bubbles to kill bacteria and pathogens in water.
You know, the hope is then that they would be killed, removed from the water, and then there would be much less organisms discharged when the ship goes to discharge ballast.
Ballast water is used for balance in ships and is dumped and replaced to offset the weight cargo ships deliver or take on board. Prihoda says lakers have challenges that ocean-going ships don't when it comes to ballast water, like they carry a lot more of it. That's one reason that federal regulations require ocean-going ships to kill invasive hitchhikers. But lakers don't have to, at least until scientists like Prihoda can prove there's an affordable technology that works.
So that's kind of where we come in, is generating the data that they can use to be able to make improvements that might be needed to their technology to take it to the next scale.
But Tom Rayburn, a spokesman for the Lake Carriers Association Industry Group, questions the need to treat ballast on ships traveling between the Great Lakes. He says research shows lakers move foreign species, but there's little data on whether they actually survive relocation.
Since 2007, we haven't been able to show that there's been successful establishments based on the movement of ballast water.
187 species have been recorded in the Great Lakes. About 20% have spread to other lakes, and scientists believe lakers played a part. Molly Flanagan is with the Great Lakes Alliance. She says the U.S. Coast Guard plans to revise its rules by 2022, and could require lakers to do more.
You know, we're rapidly going to be running up against a situation where the lakers are out of excuses and are going to be forced to treat their ballast water.
But first, proven treatment technology would have to be in place. Flanagan hopes Congress dedicates enough funds to explore that problem. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story was produced in partnership with Bridge Magazine and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.